理课堂听 class.com。
Unit 2. 1.
Are you glad that you came to Washington?
Yes, indeed. I'd considered going to New York or Boston, but I've never regretted my decision. Question. Where does the man live?
You're always working around the house on Saturday, painting and doing repairs. You must enjoy it.
Not really. I'd rather relax or go fishing. But Saturday is the only day I have to get anything done. By the time I get home from work during the weekdays, I'm too tired. Question. What does the man usually do on Sundays?The main library is open from 8 a.m. until 9 p.m., Monday through Friday, noon until 6 p.m. Saturday and Sunday, and 24 hours a day during finals week. This is a recording and will not repeat. If you need further assistance, please stay on the line until an operator answers.
Hello, this is the operator. May I help you?
Question. When is the library open on weekdays?I'm going to the museum Sunday afternoon. There's a new exhibit of Indian art from Arizona and New Mexico. Want to go with me?
I'd love to, but my best friend is getting married on Sunday, and I wouldn't miss it for anything.
Question. Where is the woman going on Sunday afternoon? These silver earrings are only $16 this week. The gold ones are $24.
I'll take the silver ones, then. Or on second thought, give me the gold ones. I have a gold necklace that would look very nice with them.
Question. What did the woman decide to buy? Are you sure that you brought your purse with you in the first place?
Yes, I had it when I got in the car. I thought that I might have left it on the car seat.But when I went back, it wasn't there. Maybe I put it down on the counter when I checked my coat outside the auditorium.
Question. Where does the woman believe that she has left her purse? Do you have your Christmas shopping done yet?
Almost. I got a watch for my husband, but I can't seem to find anything for my dad.He would probably like a book about coin collecting.
Question. What did the woman buy her husband for Christmas? Have you started writing your paper for history?
Not yet. I'm still writing up my laboratory assignments for chemistry and studying for my midterms in English and French.
Question. For which class must the woman begin to prepare?
John, I'm sorry to be so late. Thank you for waiting.
Oh, I didn't mind. I've only been here 50 minutes. You said that you might be as much as an hour late, so I just brought my newspaper and ordered myself a cup of coffee. Question. How long has the man been waiting? Mr. Black is fluent in Spanish, and now he's beginning to study Arabic.
He also knows a few words in Japanese and Chinese.
Question. Which language does Mr. Black speak well? Two. Do you rent rooms by the week? You see, I'm not sure whether I'll stay for a whole month.
Yes. The rates are higher, though. It's $50 a week, but only $160 a month.
Question. How much will the man owe if he rents the room for 3 weeks? I'd like to place a station-to-station call to Ann Arbor, please. How much will that be?
That's 55 cents for the first 3 minutes and 10 cents for each additional minute.
Question. How much will the man pay for a 10-minute call?
Excuse me, do you have the time?
Yes, ma'am. I have 1:15, but my watch is a little bit fast. Question. What time is it? Do I have enough postage on this package?
Let's see. You already have 3 15-cent stamps and 2 25-cent stamps on it. You only need 1 5-cent stamp.
Question. What is the total amount of postage required to mail the package?
Aren't there any direct flights?
I'm sorry. Your best bet would be a 9 a.m. departure on United Flight 12, arriving in Chicago at 11 a.m., with a 5-hour wait for your connecting flight to Los Angeles. Question. What time will the woman leave Chicago?
I like these glasses, but they look like they would be quite expensive.
They're $15 a piece, or $150 a dozen. Really, that's not very expensive for genuine leaded crystal. Question. How much does one glass cost? Miss Smith, I told Dr. Brown that I would call him in the Houston office at 10 o'clock their time. Please find out the time difference for me, so that I'll know when to place the call.
It's 2 hours earlier in Houston, sir. I know without looking it up because my sister lives there.
Question. When should the man place his call to Houston? Hello, this is Tom Davis. I have an appointment with Mrs. Jones for 9 o'clock this morning, but I'm afraid I'll have to be about 15 minutes late.
That's all right, Mr. Davis. She doesn't have any other appointments scheduled until 10 o'clock.
Question. When will Mr. Davis most probably meet with Mrs. Jones?
I thought these typewriter ribbons cost $3.
They used to, but the price has gone up 50 cents. Question. How much do the typewriter ribbons cost now?
That's $15, sir.
I'd like to pay by check. May I make it out for more than that?
Certainly. There's a $10 limit over the amount of purchase, though.
Question. What is the maximum amount for which the man may write his check? Three.
I'd like to get this prescription refilled, please.
I'm sorry, miss. This prescription can't be refilled. See, it says, no refill, right here on the label. Question. Where did this conversation most probably take place?
Isn't Mary Ellen a beautiful bride?
She is indeed. John looks very happy too, doesn't he? He told me that they'll be going to Florida on their honeymoon. Question. Where did this conversation most probably take place?
Are these treatments really necessary? They don't seem to help much.
I'm afraid so, Mrs. Jones. Just be patient, and I'm sure you'll see some results soon. Question. Where did this conversation most probably take place?
We have several kinds of accounts, Mr. Brown. The best interest rate is for the customer club account, but you must maintain a monthly balance of $300.
That will be fine. Question. Where did this conversation most probably take place?
These tomatoes are huge. You must have watered them a lot.
Yes, indeed. They ought to be ripe enough to pick by next Friday when we have our picnic. Question. Where did this conversation most probably take place? Good morning, Mary. How are you?
Oh, fine. I'm just on my way to work, but I thought I would drop by with the check for my rent.
Question. Where did this conversation most probably take place? I've forgotten my passbook, but I'd like to make a deposit to my savings account if I may.
No problem. Just bring this receipt with you the next time you come in, along with your passbook, and we will adjust the balance.
Question. Where did this conversation most probably take place?
They'll call the doctoral candidates' names next. Have you found Larry yet?
No. They all look alike with those black robes on. Question. Where did this conversation most probably take place?
I just want to wash and set, please.
Fine. Why don't you let me blow dry it this time instead of putting it up in rollers? I think that you would like it that way. Question. Where did this conversation most probably take place? Four.
How was your interview?
I couldn't feel better about it. The questions were very fair, and I seemed to find an answer for all of them. Question. What is the man's attitude about the interview?
Do you think that Bob is serious about Sally?
Well, I know this. I've never seen him go out so often with the same person. Question. What conclusion does the man want us to draw from his statement? I suppose we should look for a bigger house, but I don't see how we can afford one right now.
If only we hadn't spent so much money on our vacation this year.
Question. Will the man and the woman buy a new house? Your glasses are fine. If you don't like the frames, perhaps we could change them.
Actually, I was thinking of trying some contact lenses. If you think that I would be able to wear them.
Question. To whom is the woman speaking?
Whereas European nations have traditionally employed metric units, such as meters and grams, the United States has employed English units, such as feet and pounds.
Both systems are now in use in the U.S., though. Question. What are these people most probably discussing? I can't stand this class.
Well, you might as well get used to it. It's required, and you have to take it in order to graduate.
Question. How does the man feel about the class?
Who is your new secretary, Tom?
Miss Evans. I'm very pleased with the work that she has done so far. Question. What do we know about the man's secretary?
Jane told me that she was going to quit her job. I'll certainly be sorry to see her go.
Oh, she always says that. I wouldn't buy her a going-away present if I were you. Question. What does the man think about Jane? I still haven't received my score on the GMAT test. Maybe I should call to check on it.
Don't worry so much. It takes at least 6 weeks to receive your score.
Question. What does the woman think that the man should do? These gloves are quite a bit cheaper than the leather ones. They are vinyl, but frankly, I can't tell much difference.
I really like the leather, but I can't pay $26.
Question. What will the woman probably do?